This week on NFL Predictions.
I can talk!
I already regret this episode. Grossy Posse Packer
Nation! I have found my voice.
Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan.
But it sure does help.
I swear to God. I'm Tom Grossi.
And I'm Jade Grossi.
And today we are looking at week 8 in the NFL. Taking a look at some predictions. Now, last week, Jade and I tied. We both went 7-7, thanks to the counting.
That's
of...
a good drink.
I wouldn't know. I don't partake in alcohol. It's for the devil.
That's a false statement.
It is. Anyway, thanks to Sephora for counting that up. Thanks, girl. Yep, there we go. Already knew it was coming. But on the season, Tom is 58-47-2, because I'd like to speak about myself in the third person, and Jade is 50-55-2. So only 8 games behind. Could this be the week that Jade finally catches up?
I have an itch in my eye. I'm sorry.
By the way... Jade getting top-notch reviews from her analysis last week. And again, I have to say...
Thanks, everyone.
The greatest episode I think I've ever been a part of, by far. Now, let's see if Jade can catch up this week. Let's break it down. With first, the Thursday night game, in which we have the Miami Dolphins, who failed to beat the Detroit Lions last week, because, God forbid, going up against the Houston Texans. I think this is actually be a closer game than some people think. Really, I think any team could take this here. The Dolphins coming off a disappointing loss. The Texans have been a little hot as of recent. Like fire. I'm going to go with the Texans here taking the win. Jade?
Dolphins.
Any particular reason?
I think I've picked them every week, so I'm staying consistent. Hi, Heather!
Why not? Moving on to the Eagles versus the Jaguars. Now, we all know that Jaguars can take down Caimans, but can they take down these birds of prey?
Yes.
All right, so you're picking the Jaguars.
Sure.
All right, and I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles to take this because, again, since they have the gift of flight, I believe they will go. They will peck the Jaguars' eyes out, rip them out. It's going to run around, but oh my God, where am I? I can't see. Can't find the end zone, and then the Eagles will finish it off because nature is a cruel, cruel bitch.
See, it's not so much their beak. It's more their talons that's a threat to their prey, but...
Well,
sure.
I mean, he's ripping the eye. Did I say with the beak? I meant with the
Well,
the
yeah.
He's
well,
yeah, like, you know, like how you sunk your claws into me to get all that teacher and comedian money that I don't make.
Because, you know, I can't get teacher money myself. I have to use yours.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Listen, Jade. I made like $7 last week from PackCast, so... Humble brag. Moving on to another bird of prey versus another kitty cat. It's just happening all over the place here. It's like Zazu from The Lion King versus Simba from The Lion King, but that doesn't make any sense. So maybe Scar, except because Scar is the bad cat here. Moving on, I'm so sorry. Let's go with the Ravens and the Panthers. Ooh, tough one. The Ravens losing a heartbreaker, Jade. A heartbreaker to Justin Tucker. He missed the first extra point in his entire career. You saw it?
I saw it.
She didn't see it.
I didn't see
but
it.
But his face was like...
I don't think that was true either.
It's 100% true. I could show it to you. But actually, he was on your side, so he was like this. I swear, it was that face. It was very memeable.
Panthers.
Jade's going with the kitty cats. That's the two kitty cats in a row. I'm going to say the Ravens bounce back here with that defense. And I'm going to say the Ravens are going to take this. So it looks like we are in a quarrel this week.
Why not?
Why not indeed? Now, moving on to the Denver Broncos, who just slapped the ever-loving crap out of the Arizona Cardinals versus the Kansas City Chiefs with Pat Mahomes, who they looking good. And so I think even though the Broncos showed up, their defense like put like up 32 points in fantasy last week, I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. Jade.
I completely tuned out everything that you just said, So I'm gonna pick the Chiefs.
Oh, you it sounded like you were gonna say more on that sentence.
I mean, I was, but I don't really know what it was gonna be. So Chiefs.
Jade tuning me out ever since 2011. It's true. Moving on to the, I almost said Kansas City, but it's not Kansas City. Cleveland Browns versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns.
He really wanted to go with the Chiefs. It was, that was a slip right there. So, what?
I picked the Chiefs to win.
Oh, see? Totally tuned him out. Wow. Didn't even know what his pick was.
Oh, like you just like went into like a coma or something.
I totally did.
That was something. All right. Hey, listen. To each his own. The Browns going up against the Steelers. Well, I think they will make this a competitive game. I feel the Steelers are going to take this one from the Browns. Jade?
Steelers. Because they're going to steal it from the Browns. Did you just say that? I'm so sorry. You didn't say that. Okay. That was my joke.
But that was that terrible of a joke. You're like, yeah, Tom probably made that joke before me. I'm pretty sure I've made a Steelers will steal the win. And sometime. This is the eighth week of us.
I didn't take it from you. That was my joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. All right. Fine. Let's move on to the Seattle Seahawks, otherwise known as the Sea Chickens, versus the Detroit Lions. Now, the Lions coming away with a win last week against the Miami Dolphins. I hope that they lose to the Seahawks. I don't see it happening, though. The Seahawks could pull away a win, but I feel like the Lions are... they're there. Because, listen, right now, the Bears are in last place, and it's a great thing. So I feel like the Lions are going to keep them down there in the basement.
Jay? So when you say Bears being in last place, do you mean, like, in the division?
Yes, in the division, yeah. Oh. They went from first. They were last week at 1 o'clock, they were in first place, and now they're in last place, and it's great.
Well, I still feel like I can't pick the Seahawks, so I'm going to pick the Lions.
Good. I hate both of those teams, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't really care, but I'm going to go with the Lions.
Well, you see, Jade, because I know you'll be interested in this. You know the Fail Mary that one time years ago?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I do. I watched that game.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You were in the bedroom.
Yes, I did.
I was screaming.
Yes, I did.
And
that
was in the old apartment.
I watched that game.
It wasn't the apartment that burnt down, but it was the other apartment.
I watched that game.
Yeah, and I was very mad. The guy who caught the Fail Mary is now on the Lions.
Lions.
Golden Tate. Yeah. He's a terrible human being. He actually probably is a nice human being.
I've had him
like
on
him
my fantasy.
Yeah. I think I have him on fantasy this year, too.
Traitor.
Misogynistic thing. No, is it? Masochist. Misogynistic.
I always get those two messed up too.
I'm not like a man. Like, I'm not a woman hater. Yeah, no. This sounds bad.
He's not.
Aw.
Stop
you
it.
You just defend me on YouTube?
Stop it.
Oh my God. That wasn't really a defense. You're just like, yeah, he doesn't hate women. Like, that's.
He doesn't.
I'll still take that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
moving on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jade likes them because, arg, they're Pirates going up against Kitty Cats, Jade. The Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals getting blown out by the Chiefs. The Buccaneers just pulling off a win in overtime against the Browns. I'm going to go with the Bengals here going on the rebound. I feel like these Cats are going to infiltrate the Black Pearl and sink their ship.
So how have the Buccaneers been doing?
Well, they just beat the Browns in overtime.
Yeah, but is that, like, noteworthy? Because I thought the Browns really weren't. Yeah, so. And how have the Bengals been doing?
They just got blown out on Sunday night by the Chiefs.
Okay, but the Chiefs are a pretty decent team.
Yeah. Wait, why am I making these picks for you?
You're not. You're just giving me feedback so that
I can
make my decision.
I'm giving you information, yes, but I shouldn't inform your decision because this isn't Tom Grassi's picks. These are Tom Grassi and Jay Grassi's picks.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
The Bengals.
The Bengals.
Moving on to the New York Jets suck versus the Chicago Bears. Who? Jade, you missed it, but they threw a Hail Mary, right? On the last play of the game. They caught it at the 1 yard line and they didn't get in and they lost to the Patriots. It was amazing. It was so good. And now you guys are in last place. Oh,
I'm
God.
Still gonna pick the Bears to win this.
Yeah, no, the Bears
week.
Are gonna win. Yeah, the Bears
so...
are gonna win. It's sad, but they are. They're gonna destroy the Jets just like my hopes and dreams were destroyed very long ago.
Hi, Craig.
Yeah, Craig. Moving on to a NFC East divisional game, the Washington Redskins versus the Giants, who are just so bad. So, So bad.
So we're both going to pick the Redskins.
Yeah, the Redskins are going to win. Yeah, that's just how it's going to go. Moving on to the Indianapolis Colts versus the Oakland Raiders. I feel like this is another toss-up game, but I'm going to go with Andrew Luck and the Colts here.
Feeling the Raiders.
Of course you are, because Jordy Nelson's on the team, and you still feel for the Green Bay Packers.
I guess moving we'll find on. Out for that game, huh?
We have the 49ers versus the Cardinals. I feel like the 49ers have been playing decently well, even though they lost against St. Louis. Hey, they did a great job against the Packers. And the Cardinals are just free-falling like an elevator.
Free-falling.
Free-falling. See, because I'm sick, I actually sound like a man sometimes. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers taking this.
I'm going to go with... I don't think I've picked the 49ers this season. So maybe... The Cardinals. I'll go with the Cardinals. Oh, Cardinals!
Well, I'll definitely be one up on Jade this week. Moving on to the Green Bay Packers versus the LA Rams.
Rams.
The Rams, who are undefeated this season.
Rams.
Undefeated. The Packers coming off their bye, hopefully looking as healthy. You are licking my hand. And joke's on you, because you don't know where this hand has been. Anyway, so moving on. This is going to be a really difficult game for the Packers to win. They are coming in as major, major underdogs as it's being played in LA. And so in reality, I think the Packers are going to lose, but
there's so much saliva in there.
Oh my God. I feel like the Titanic just sunk on my hand. No! No!
No! I'm going with the Rams.
I'm gonna go with the Packers because I can't pick against my team.
Oh, you're so loud.
Moving on to the Sunday night game, which should be incredible. A rematch of the NFC divisional game from last year, in which the Saints were about to go to the NFC championship game, but someone forgot how to tackle. I think this is going to be a great game, but I feel like the Saints are going to take this one and make me very, very happy as they make the Vikings lose. I hope the mic picked up any of that, but I'm loud enough, so I'm going to go with the Saints here.
And I'm going with the Vikings.
Disgusting. You are a disgrace to this family. Moving on to the final game, in which you have the Monday night game between the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Suck Me Bills.
Come on, Bills.
Yeah, Bills, you suck. I don't know.
I always have so much faith in you.
I don't know why. I don't know if Peterman's playing this week. If he is, the Bills are going to lose.
Patriots. Oh, no. Do I have to pick them this week?
If Allen plays, they're going to lose. So that being said, Patriots are going to win.
I don't want to pick the Patriots.
So don't.
But then I don't want to lose.
You already picked the Cardinals.
Fine, I'll go with the Bills. Underdog.
Phenomenal. It's still not dry. You could always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossi Comedy on the Twitter, Instagram, and of course the Patreon. Check out my debut comedy album, Allergic to Fun. You can pick up a physical copy at TomGrossiComedy.com or a digital copy on iTunes and Amazon. Also, podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. We release content several times a week, and we'll also be live streaming the game on Sunday at 4:25 Eastern Time. So come on down as we most likely cry. You are so strong because of CrossFit. where we'll probably cry when we lose to the Rams. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi.
And I'm Jade Grossi.
And as always, go back.
Go! Yeah!
Why are you so strong? No!
Go! Bam!
How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. Got so much saliva on my hands, and now it's drying away. I think of this spit, I just want to scream. How could this happen to me?